Well, economics, of course, is always somewhat a part of all human practices. And in pre-modern Europe, marriage was certainly motivated by economic considerations. So you married to expand your property or for social mobility, and you married within your social class. You also could marry for affective reasons. It was more rare. And if you were very, very lucky, you could marry for both reasons. But very obviously, pre-modern people held both models very distinct from each other.
And there's a sense of good enough being good enough for pre-moderns. You find a sufficiently acceptable mate, and that's where you stop selecting.
Absolutely. And because you're not marrying in order to sustain, or with the hope to sustain, a great mad love, as soon as you find someone who is socially compatible and who is good enough in terms of how he looks or general personality traits, you settle down. Which means, interestingly enough, that what we call rational pre-modern way of marrying actually looks to us very irrational. Because people would settle down much more quickly and knowing far less about the partner than we do. We are the ones who have become highly rational, far more than our pre-modern predecessors. But just to go back to your first question, I just wanted to say that pre-modern people held these two models, affection and economics, quite separate, and if they mixed or met each other, that was great luck. When capitalism comes around, people are less dependent on inheritance to get married. The choice of a mate is much more left to the discretion of the individuals themselves. And so you have now the possibility for people to choose whoever they want. Sociologists and economists show that despite or along with that autonomy of choice, of emotional choice, people still marry within their class. So that's interesting because it would then suggest that marriage or choice of a partner is actually still an economic, in the broad sense of the word, an economic operation. In other words, you're not thinking crassly as we maybe for us pre-modern people did before. This is not an economic transaction, but still we're doing something that makes our love choices somewhat relevant to our economic interest. So what is it? And this is what the book examines, how we do actually mix these two logics, the emotional and the economic ones, is one that the book looks at.